A 2007 study estimated there were at least 250,000 children living and working in the streets of Kenya. More than 60,000 of them are in Nairobi. Adoption agencies have tried to reduce those numbers by finding families for children without parents. But mistaken beliefs about adoption have made it difficult to find homes for children in need. Kate Irungu has two children, a 10-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl. She and her husband had dreamed of having a family for 8 years. After they got married, they tried and failed to have children of their own. Finally, they decided to adopt.
I think adoption is good because if you can't get your own child, it gives you an opportunity to have one and give you the joy of being a parent. I think Kenyans should embrace adoption.
Many people in Kenya have fears and misunderstandings about adoption. That makes it difficult for children who need homes and the groups trying to help them. Susan Otwoma is the chief executive officer of Little Angels Network, a children's home launched in 2005. Little Angels Network helps families with more than 300 adoptions every year. She says many people in Kenya still do not understand the process of adoption.
One major one is that adoption is meant to for infertile couples, as in those that are childless who cannot get their own children. So it has taken a lot of education to just inform members of the public of that even those with their own children can adopt. There's a misconception of that adopted children are wayward. It's a belief. People just find it mysterious that you can adopt a child not born of your own, of yourself.
Ms. Otwoma also dismisses concerns that adoption costs too much for Kenyan families. For adoptions within the country, the fees are about $400.
There's also been a misconception that adoption is very, very expensive here in Kenya and that it's only meant for the rich people, which is not true because the government has highly regulated the fees and they're highly subsidized.
Kate Irungu says adopted children are not different from other children. Each child brings individual joys and problems to parents.
It is easier to adopt a young child because you can trim his or her character, but I think it's hard when you adopt teenagers or older kids. But all in all, adoption has its good side and bad side. Just like raising kids in any household, whether they are yours or not.
Ms. Otwoma asks families with children of their own to think about adopting. She wants them to open their hearts and homes to more children.
Our guiding principle is that every child deserves to grow in a family. So as much as the institutions will give the best care to the child, we believe that every child is best taken care of in a family setup.
The Kenyan government has expressed concern about the troubles of homeless children, but children's activists say existing programs cannot solve the problems of homeless children. They are the result of larger social problems, such as war, unemployment, and poverty, that need to be solved. In November 2014, the Kenyan cabinet banned adoption of Kenyan children by foreigners. The action came in response to a United Nations report on human trafficking. The report said Kenya was a source of child trafficking. In July 2015, the Law Society of Kenya asked the High Court to remove the ban. Law Society of Kenya lawyer Stephen Gitonga said many homeless children were waiting for adoptions that had been in progress last year when the ban took effect. I'm Jill Robbins. Now it's your turn. What is the attitude toward adoption where you live? Are there groups helping homeless children to find families? Write to us in the comments section.